A bit of a tricky start, shall we say, the opening 12 or so minutes, yeah. Three tries and the kick straight out on the four. But somehow Quinns do what they do, regrouped and fought back right down to the wire.
Yeah, I think that was a pleasing bit about it, really, that how we did, not the start, obviously, but how we recovered. And it shows, you know, we train that way, we can go tries and we can and cause teams problems. So, and when we know when we get the breakdown right and the carry and all this type of stuff right there and our defence right, we can, you know, go with most teams. But no, I thought they were good, to be fair. I thought even the set after the first 17 points, I think we went through 25 phases once and they kind of marched us back 20 metres and, you know, then we put in the corner. So it's probably, you know, there's a bit for us to work on. There's certainly around shape and probably a little bit of intent in stuff we're doing. But no, I was pleased how the boys responded and, you know, to almost come out with the win in the end. We, you know, it was probably probably testament how hard the boys worked and how they stuck together as a group.
Well, certainly the Premiership Cup is a great competition for allowing academy and young players to gain experience.
Yeah.
I mean, what vital experience did they pick up today?
It's great for your clubs, you know, when you're on loan and Scottish, but the fact, I think it's a massive one just putting that jersey on, playing for Quinns and the first team game. It's just the physicality would be a bit different, and you know, but it's just the fact you've got the jersey on. And I think, because it was kind of very similar teams though, the experience and the age and whatnot. So I think the fact, you know, there's two sets going against each other, there's just a lot of naivety out there at certain times, but a lot of competitiveness, a lot of, you know, boys having a crack, boys having to go, working hard, being physical. So that was good. You know, it's when they step up to the another level, that's when you kind of see, oh Christ, what's going on here? This is a different level. But I just thought both teams, you know, put a good product out. You know, Irish played well, wanted to play, and you know, and we, you know, we try to play all the time. So it was, you know, a pretty decent game of rugby for the neutral, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Irish put on such a staunch defence, yeah. But even so, you still managed to claw it right back to almost a win at the end.
No, I thought they were excellent. You know, we had a lucky bounce the ball once, but Cass did well to finish it. It was a good discussion half time. It was good messages, you know, around attack and, you know, what we're doing wrong and, you know, how we can kind of, I thought that sort of how they defended that sort of in between the 15s was, you know, did a fantastic job there against us first half especially. So we changed a few things up second half, you know, and yeah, it was tough. It was a good game though. I'm pleased with how it went for the boys and pleased how they'd responded, and yeah, good luck to Irish really.
And so just a few words on the debutants today. I mean, Johnny Green opening the scoring, yeah, for Quinns after 30 minutes, that's quite a feat given the defence that was there.
Yeah, no, look, he worked hard all game. He plays for Worthing, so you know, so it's a bit of a step up now in this level, but you know, he's Welsh, so obviously you know, we know how tough the Welsh people are.
Made,
you know,
a stand,
exactly, so he'd work hard and you know, put himself through a bit of pain for it. But no, Zach Carr was excellent. Johnny Smith off the bench did incredibly well. Stole two balls in pretty crucial times. So no, they all did really well. Tom Goulder came on then. Yeah, I think it was good experience for them in playing in the stoop with the Quinns jersey on. It's massive. You know, it's you know, if they don't play any more games, you know, at least they could say, yeah, you know, I've played a first team game for the Quinns, which is, you know, a lot more than a lot of people have done. So.
And in terms of injuries, we saw obviously a few players limping, yeah, off. Are they okay? Is it sort of superficial?
No, I think Hayden had a pretty bad one. Yeah, with his ankle, a pretty horrible roll. So, you know, we'll have to kind of see where that is. You know, there's a lot of cramp. At one point, there was about, I think, six players either side of cramping up. And a lot of these boys haven't played a lot of rugby on a fast track. You know, on the, you know, where there was a lot of ball in play, and there was, you know, and both teams wanted to play expansive rugby, so you know, a lot of running, a lot of you know, sprinting around the place on a hard pitch, you know, causes you to cramp, and so there's a lot. It was a lot of that, but yeah, I think Hayden's probably the worst one, I think.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Lovely.